military aircraft. This is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately.
High above the South China Sea, the radio crackles with a stern warning.
Go, go!
The source of dispute appears on the horizon seemingly out of nowhere. Islands man-made by China, hundreds of miles from its coastline.
So when's the last time you went up?
CNN got exclusive access to classified U.S. surveillance flights over the islands.
80 knots.
Check.
The first time journalists have been allowed on an operational mission by the state-of-the-art P-8A Poseidon, America's most advanced surveillance and sub-hunting aircraft.
So we've just arrived on station now above the three islands that are the targets of today's mission. It's these three islands that have been the focus of China's building in the South China Sea over recent years.
China's alarming creation of entirely new territory in the South China Sea is one part of a broader military push that some fear is to challenge U.S. dominance in the region. In a sign of just how valuable China views them, the new islands are already well protected.
There's obviously a lot of surface traffic down there, Chinese warships and Chinese Coast Guard ships.
We heard the proof. The Chinese Navy ordering the P-8 out of the airspace not once, not twice, but eight times on this mission.
This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
And like the surveillance videos, the audio of these warnings never before shared with the public.
You heard over the intercom, Chinese Navy. This is the Chinese Navy. And what was interesting is that there were also civilian aircraft. There was a Delta flight on that same frequency that when it heard that challenge, it piped into the frequency to say, what's going on? The Chinese Navy then reassuring them. But as the flight crew tells me, that can be a very nerve-wracking experience for civilian aircraft in the area.